industry wish list. These guys have waited a long time for absolute power. They've got it. They're making the most of it. The only piece of good news is it's incredibly unpopular. Of all the unpopular things that Trump is doing, the polling shows that the one that's most out of whack with Americans' opinions are these attacks on the environment. And it means, too, that people are going to have to start stepping up a little bit in other places. I noted this week that after an amazing six-year campaign by students and faculty and alumni, Harvard University, the richest and most famous educational institution on the planet, more or less announced that it was divesting from fossil fuel. Now, it didn't use those words because it would be too embarrassing, I guess, for it to back down on its strident position against divestment. But its investment managers said, we've put a pause on fossil fuel investments and we don't think we'll ever resume. I think one of the things that's happening is that people are realizing that they can't pass the buck to the government because the government, at least as far as it comes to environmental protection, doesn't exist, that they're going to have to bite the bullet a little bit themselves. And I mean, look, there are no silver linings to Trumpism. This is an unmitigated disaster. But let's hope that at least it helps people find their courage in this resistance. Saturday will be another episode in this ongoing saga of citizens stepping up. Citizenship's been out of fashion for some decades in our country, but now it's back in fashion. Weekends are for fighting tyranny, and that's why it's going to be really fun to see Democracy Now! And everybody else out on the Mall on Saturday.
Why does marching matter in this last 30 seconds? And are these marches happening around the country?
Marches all over the country, and they matter. I mean, it's a beautiful week of action. It began with the scientists marching last week and marching about facts. And now it's all the rest of us who aren't scientists, but who can take those facts and use them to turn into action. That's what we're marching for. The action's not going to come in the short run from D.C., but we need to come together once in a while from all our work out in the world, fighting every pipeline and coal mine, backing every solar panel and windmill. We need to come together sometimes and show our strength so that the Trump administration, at its 100th day, is under no illusions that people are somehow in a fog. We know absolutely what this guy is doing, and boy, are we pissed off about it.
Bill McKibben, I want to thank you for being with us, co-founder of 350.org. And that does it for our broadcast. We'll be out on Saturday, broadcasting 5 hours from the People's Climate March, starting at 10 Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday night, I'll be speaking at Plymouth Congregational United Church of Christ, and on Sunday at Busboys and Poets. Then it's on to Durham, North Carolina. On Monday night, I'll be speaking at the Eno River Unitarian Church at 7. On Tuesday, 6:30, I'll be speaking at Coral Gables Congregational Church in Miami. On Wednesday at 7:30 in United Methodist Church in Tampa and beyond. Check our website, democracynow.org. Thanks so much.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lammy. TITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do? Make it louder, make it louder. Woo! I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party. I am Tristan Wheeler, and we are broadcasting live from 101.9 CITR FM from the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples. Like I said, I am Tristan Wheeler, and sometimes I have a co-host here, but not today. It is just myself. And myself and a guest. We might have another guy pop in, but he's at the Lionsgate Bridge as of 10 minutes ago. Probably not going to make it. It's 6 o'clock. There's a bit of traffic. But I am here with the culture editor of the UBC. You're going to have to clarify that pronunciation for me. Sam Dubois. How's it going, Sam?
It's going well, Tristan. It's UBC.
UBC.
Yeah.
You can come in a little closer to that microphone. Okay, hey, it's okay. Yeah. You can. It's lackadaisical here.
Get cozy with that microphone.
Yeah. So, Sam, first of all, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done exams. So.
Done exams.
Yeah.
So, what was your hardest exam?
Well, actually, I didn't have any exams. Don't hate me. But...
Oh, what? You liar.
I know. I suffered with all of you in that I didn't have anything to do from an essay.
Yeah. Yeah. Essay. Essays take up time.
They do. They do.
They take up time.
Yeah. This was the one essay I chose to care about in like 4 years of university.
I usually have one semester I have one essay I really care about, and I put all my work into that one, and yeah.
The rest just kind of melts away. You know?
Yeah.
Like, where was this, you know, weeks ago when we were talking about whatever? It's just, I wish I'd found this reserve of caring first year. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that average up a bit.
Caring in first year. That's what we recommend to some people.
It's probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. You're going to invest $20,000 in a university education. You probably should care about it.
I didn't care too much in first year. But I was at UVic, though. So
might be why.
Yeah, that might be why. So for first-time listeners, which, hey, might be you when you're driving around, the idea of our show is we have a guest, in this case, Mr. Sam Dubois. And we pick a topic out of a hat. Our guest picks it, and that's our topic of conversation for the show. Sometimes they're strange, like we talked about psychedelics once, and sometimes they're not so strange, like we talked about roommates once. Mm. Have you ever had a roommate?
I've had many roommates.
Scoop right here with Mr. Sam Dubois.
There's my very elaborate response to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have had quite a few roommates.
Yeah.
Not as many as some. I know someone who's had, I think, 25 by her count.
All at once?
I hope not. Can you imagine the heap of unwashed dishes that would come from that?
Oh.
Yeah. No, like three at a time.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That's still sometimes more roommates than one needs.
Yeah, that's in just a university career?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like I said before, we're missing a person here. Jack is usually here. Mm-hmm. Ashley Lair, but you know where he is. I guess I didn't tell you this, did I?
No, you didn't. I
he is flying to Japan at this moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
How dare he explore the world?
I know. He's going to Tokyo for 6 weeks. But I will say one thing. So right now, what would you say this is? It's a one-on-one. Do you agree?
Yeah. A good discourse.
And do you know what they say about one-on-one radio? One second here.
Radio.
Yes. I made this just for this.
I like it.
This
I like
is George.
It. I like the beat.
You aware of that song?
I'm not aware of that
That's
song.
That's George Michael. I want your sex, but I changed the word sex to radio.
That's very clever of you.
I just want to make sure that is...
It has a bit of a tragic overtone nowadays, but...
Oh, yeah, because he passed away.
He did.
And as the number one output person of culture and history, he was a big deal for you, right?
No. No. I did not listen to George Michael.
I think he won the Nobel Literature Prize, like, along with Bob Dylan.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think, I definitely remember reading Bob Dylan and George Michael, great voices of American poetry and change
in
the 1960s.
Like, yeah. Who could ever beat a lyric like, sex is natural, sex is fun, it's better when it's one-on-one.
That's like, it just really hits you where it counts, man.
Like, yeah, that's like the answer, my friend.
The times they are a-changing.
The times they are a-changing. Right after, yeah, absolutely. Like,
no, no wonder the 60s were so great. Is George Michael even alive?
I imagine he was probably in his early days in the 60s.
A young, early cocaine user.
Yeah, yeah, most likely. So I think it's about time that we pick a topic.
Okay.
So I will. I don't have a good vehicle for them, but well,
you don't even have no hats. Or
no
anything?
Hats because it's too warm for hats. But I'll kind of shuffle these up on the table. How about
okay?
And while you're doing that, I will do this.
Hey Tristan, hey Jack, let's pick a topic.
This is the most disorganized this show has probably ever been, but hey, that's okay. So, Sam, tell me what that says.
It says God on it.
God.
God. We're going to talk about God.
Our conversation today will be about God. So,
yeah.
First of all, Sam, did you grow up religious at all?
I did. I was baptized at a very young age and raised in the Roman Catholic faith for many years. Yeah, and then
confirmation.
Yeah, went through all that. I confessed to not
all
brushing.
Those horrible
I lied
sins.
About not brushing my teeth, which I think was like the go-to one for if you couldn't think of anything bad you'd actually done. Like,
really?
I was too pure at that point to have sinned greatly. So yeah, it was like, forgive me, Father, for I forgot to tell my parents that I didn't brush my teeth.
Is that true? That's true, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up not religious for this conversation's sake here.
It was a big deal. It was like what I feel for most people having your first beer with your dad is, except with the church.
Oh yeah.
And like it was like a mass confession. So there were like 200 of us lined up in three lines, and they got two old priests out of retirement to come. And
confession fest?
Pretty much. That's what it was like. Everyone was like, oh, this is such an important moment for you. I'm so glad that you can talk about being a terrible person.
Yeah, the Catholic.
Like, really get us all acquainted with, the guilt of Catholicism at a really young age.
And how old are you at that point?
I was like, I think probably eight, maybe. Eight? Maybe younger, actually.
Did you give up things for Lent?
I think I did. It was probably like, I'm not going to go watch Magic School Bus today because
the devil's show, they say
that. Exactly.
Satan is science, evolution. Thank you.
Not good.
Not for me.
No. But yeah, and then like we left the faith
as a group.
Yeah, sort of. We the priest, the Father Shampoo was his name. He stood up.
Shampoo.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wow.
He must have had trouble as a.
Yeah, king. Maybe his dad. Wow. But that was his. It's usually your first name too, isn't it?
He was Father, I think, Pierre Shampoo or something like that. Yeah, but yeah. He stood up and on the whatever a priest stands on in church. I can't remember.
The church, the God box.
Sin has taken away my knowledge of crucial jargon around the church. But yeah, he's like, it was during the decision of whether or not to legalize gay marriage. And he's like, you know, God says, A, this is a bad thing, A. That's pretty much how he said it.
Yeah.
And we were all just like, what the hell is he talking about? Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was in a Roman Catholic school, and I said that I was an atheist in front of most of my class at a very young age and became an exile.
Ostracized.
Yeah, it was fun.
A friend of mine, I remember he moved away from our school, and then he went to a Catholic school in Calgary.
Mm.
And he said in his experience, half of the kids are like total like atheist, like, yeah. Christopher Hitchens, Richard Dawkins guys. And the other half are very devout.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And it was in Calgary and just in like a high school. And it said that there's definitely a dichotomy there. A lot of people, I don't believe this.
Yeah.
But you're from Ontario, is this correct?
Yes. The very rural reaches of Ontario. First, it was like the rural parts of Ottawa, and then it was the rural parts of Toronto. Living in the city apparently was never, ever on the table.
Oh, yeah.
It was like we have to go at least an hour outside of civilization. Yeah. So, and it was first Almont, Ontario, which was not very fun. And then it was Port Perry, Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Which we had a lake. But
We had a lake. You owned a lake?
Like,
you bought the lake?
It was a nice town lake, and it was big, but it was also like 6 feet deep. And
that's not a lake.
Not really. I mean, it's like when we went there, they were
slough.
Like, some guy once saw a sea monster, so we can make that canon. But he was really wasted.
Canon, like real life canon.
Yeah, real life canon. Like it's okay to like we can market this to tourists from Toronto.
You can mention this in the new movies.
Exactly. Like you and we're famous for the movie Fly Away Home was filmed there partially.
What's Fly Away Home?
You know the one about the guy who like. Has a little plane that he flies geese.
Thinking, like, is it that geese movie?
It's like that geese movie. In fact, like, the guy lived near my high school, and he was really strange.
The real life guy,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a friend of mine knew him pretty well, and he said he was an unusual fellow.
What did he do?
My friend?
No, there's the goose guy.
I don't know. He just, like, hangs around. I think he lives on the fame of Fly Away Home. Just, like, milking that still.
And there's not much milking there. That teat has run dry.
A long time ago, like, maybe in 95 or whenever it came out.
Yeah, what's it, Jeff, what's his name, Bridges? Is he in that? Not Jeff Bridges.
Not Jeff Bridges.
The guy from Dumb and Dumber. Jeff.
Oh.
You know who I mean.
Yeah, like,
Jeff. You know Jeff. Jeff.
Generic Jeff actor.
Yeah, Jeff, blonde Jeff guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's in that.
One from that Aaron Sorkin show.
Right.
The one time he was like a serious actor.
Yeah, and then he was dumb. Or was he dumber? There's a controversial question. Was he dumb or was he dumber, Sam? We'll get this unequivocally.
We've
Go.
We've got to investigate.
What's your opinion?
I actually haven't seen Dumb and Dumber. So
oh, my God. That's like half of this show is Dumb and Dumber talk.
I'm so sorry. Like, I guess I should just leave now.
Okay. What in your mind, mm-hmm. as someone who's never seen Dumb and Dumber,
yeah.
what is it about? What is the plot of Dumb and Dumber?
There's like a briefcase involved, so I feel maybe it's an homage to Pulp Fiction with Jim Carrey.
It's Marcellus Wallace's soul. It's yeah.
And like they have that furry truck, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a furry truck.
Are they furries?
There might be. That might be the subtext of that, the implication.
Like what happens when the furry takes off their costume?
They are dumb.
It's just Jim Carrey.
It's just, yeah, with his gap tooth.
He's all of them. Yeah. And I don't know. Isn't it a road trip? There's some heist shenanigans.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll let you, you know, I'm going to see how much you could
sparse
this together. How does the movie end?
I truly have no clue. With Jim Carrey, it could be anything. Maybe he realizes that the other guy is like meant to be his love forever.
That would be good. Idea.
Like
progressive.
I'm riffing off of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with that one. Like,
oh yeah.
Maybe they're like, we should just do this all over again, and that's why they made Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumberer.
Is that what it's called?
There's one of them I think called that. Or at the end, it's like he's on a boat and he finds the end of the world and he's like, see ya, you know, like Truman Show.
Oh, I guess I'm just going to go over there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, this has been going good, Sam. I will say
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's relatively low-key. I think that's good, though. I think our energies are coalescing mm-hmm. in a good way, much like how God in his omnipotence touches us, everyone.
That was a nice segue.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a little break, a musical mm-hmm. break. And play some ads, and then we'll come back with some games, some segments, some more conversation about the big man himself. What do you say?
Hell yes.
And you, of course, everybody out there, are listening to Radio Pizza Party. This next song is called Scotch on the Rocks. It's by my friend Nick Morgan, who also does the theme song. And that is available on Bandcamp, nickymo.bandcamp.com. Just plugging my friend. Okie doke, I will put that on now.
Thank you. enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
That mutant Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. That was a nice little break there. My name is Tristan. I'm here with Sam Dubois. The idea of our show is we pick a topic out of a hat at the beginning of the show. We talk about it. We have games. We have crazy little things going on. We play George Michael songs. And not really, but we do that. And this is, of course, CITR 101.9. Sam, how you doing? How's it going so far? How do you feel? Do you feel virile? Do you feel good?
Yes, virile is definitely the descriptor I would use. Yeah.
Excellent.
I feel most virile. This is fun.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. So we're going to do a little segment. Hopefully I can work it out because I want to, because this is, like I said, this is like the one-on-one. We're usually three, right. But we don't have the Holy Trinity, but we do have, because our topic is God, we have Father and the Son. You can guess who is who. Sam's my editor. So we're going to do some call-ins. Hopefully we'll be able to work the calling board, but I'll play the little theme song I made for call-ins.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
And that was, of course, from the film Taken. And he's talking on a phone in that scene.
I was looking for the connection. Going,
yes.
I was expecting you to, like, break in all of a sudden with new audio.
No, that was that. So, we have a caller right here, and I will put them on. Hello. Can you hear me? Are you on air? Hello? Hello? Maybe not.
Butt dial.
Hello? Uh-oh. I'm not sure if this is, we're at the point in our life where things are sometimes a little crazy. Let's try this. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, here we go. All right. Hello? Who is this?
Hello, this is Paul Schaefer. Am I talking to Radio Pizza Party right now?
Yeah, this is Radio Pizza Party. Paul?
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Hoping this would work.
Oh, man, that's great to hear, Paul.
You know, I was listening to your podcast and your radio show, sorry. I listen to it a podcast normally. Sometimes I can't hear it live, but I really love it. You guys are just amazing. You know, Sam, you're a great editor.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I really like your work, and it's interesting. You're talking about God and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You went for the full commitment. You went through the full 9 yards of church, right?
I certainly did.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. I don't know how. I personally went to public school, right?
Okay.
And what I learned in public school is that, you know, cats?
Cats?
Like the play or the
Yeah, like animal? The play or like the animal?
Well, the play is based off the animal, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you got cats.
Yeah, cats.
You know how there's Egyptians?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure Egyptians liked cats.
They did. They worshipped the cats. Yeah. Or so people think, right?
Whoa, or so people think. Whoa, okay.
What, is this up for debate?
Yeah. So tell me, what's up, Paul?
So I think, personally, that the Egyptians.
Yes.
It wasn't that they worshipped the cats. It was that it was like memes about cats. It was like how us trendy teens talk about cats.
Oh, so is that what the hieroglyphs are? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
Hieroglyphs, you know, all the pyramids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pyramid wall paintings.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. Did they paint on the walls?
They did. You know, they had cats all over those walls. I went there.
You went to Egypt?
I went to Egypt. All I saw was cats on walls.
That's the only things you saw, eh?
Well, yeah, they got Mint in Common, True Prince of Egypt and stuff.
Mint in Common?
Yeah, it's how the Egyptians work, right? So I came up with this theory.
Mm-hmm.
After doing a lot of research, I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Oh, hey, who doesn't?
A reliable source of all information.
Yeah,
is a great place.
Paul, can I ask you a quick question? What's your line of work?
Paul, I'm a junior developer.
Okay, for
Shapers Japers AB, my own company.
Oh,
that I made.
Oh, shit.
And I like to develop social media accounts for those trendy teens like us.
Oh yeah, like how old are you?
I'm 16 and a half, but that doesn't matter.
16 and a half, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to
You got a great voice.
Soon, but that's okay. I just got my L.
Oh, congratulations.
Very nice.
I'm a Soyuz.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the next big thing, you know.
Okay. So, let's get to this theory, Paul. Paul, let's get to this theory quickly here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
That's the point.
I just have this image of like them handing stone tablets to each other with like cats on them, just being like, look at this, it's so funny. It's been circulating
for
years.
If you were an Egyptian king and you had 30 slaves who were building pictures of cats for you, wouldn't you show your other king?
Your other king?
Like your buddy down the road.
Send it to the Persian pyramid leader and be like, hey, look at this cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he'd be like, LOL, but in hieroglyphs.
Yeah, which would be like a cat, would it?
It
would be.
And the cat,
so have you ever heard of toxoplasmosis?
I can't say that.
Yeah, I have. I think it's like it's a disease on cats. I know that.
Yeah, it's this parasite that apparently they've found living in cats that they also find in humans.
Wow.
And some people think that it might
some be people being you?
Crazy cat ladies.
Oh, wow.
And so my theory is that cats have actually come from outer space, have invaded our planet, and with toxoplasmosis, the main thing that drives their species have taken over our species.
The main thing that drives their species is a parasite?
Instinct. It's their instinct is a parasite.
I don't necessarily follow that logic.
I'm a biology student. I'm in science 10.
There is a biology unit there.
Yeah, Google is better than school, guys.
I was going to say that high school, I never had a high school biology class like that.
No, I didn't. Yeah, there was no cat. That's
this
almost like bio history
thing, guys.
Yeah.
This is above the school system.
It goes, how far does it go? Like
I think this goes deeper than we think. I might get arrested for saying this.
Well, you're on air, so the SWAT team will be.
Okay, well,
they'll be able to trace you.
You're going to get swatted by us.
By you.
Yeah, we're going to call SWAT on you.
Are you coming to get me?
We're coming to get. Well, we're not.
They're already there.
Friend?
What?
Are you going to be my friend?
Yeah, we're your friend.
Sweet. So someone else believes this, right? You guys believe me?
Sure.
Oh, 100%. So
100% true. We'll be on the front page of the UBC.
Yeah, the culture section where we'll do a full
space. Only if you can say the name properly.
And could you say it for me so I can pronounce it back properly?
That would be cheating.
Okay, is it, you wish.
That was close enough, Sam.
Wrong.
I tried, guys. I'm sorry.
It wasn't bad. Like, you know, sure. We can look into this. We'll put all of our resources towards the cat conspiracy.
You know, I'm going to take a bunch of biology classes. I'm going to go right to UBSC. I'm going to take this right to the front page. I won't get arrested.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I think science editor for this guy.
Oh yeah. I can see Nivy getting all over this.
In a couple of years, Sam, I'll send you an email text on the Facebook. on the jalapeno Twitter Cheetos that I got going. You know, it's some spicy, trendy teen stuff.
I'll keep an eye out for that email text. If not, you can always reach me by Telegram.
Telegram? You still do those?
Oh, he. If you've ever met Sam, it would not be surprising if he does Telegrams.
Really? Is that the culture?
Yeah, he's a cultural.
All my mail comes by pigeon these days.
Culture guy living up the life in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely.
A small town. Like a Soyuz isn't that small, but it's smaller than Vancouver.
That's very true. Okay. Paul Schaefer of Schaefer Jafer AB social media for trendy teens. If I haven't got that correct, we will.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna go. So.
I love your work.
Hey, well, thank you. That's great to hear.
Have a nice day, guys.
Okay. Bye. I think I hang up like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that was something else.
That was, eh?
I hope the SWAT team, you know, gives him a good chance to run first.
Paul Schaefer. You know, that's a good name. You don't hear that name.
You really don't. It's not like I feel like there's some other famous Canadian that has a similar name who might have written like something like Amadeus maybe or something, but I could be wrong. I think this Paul Schaefer is an interesting fellow.
Yeah. Or like isn't the guy from David Letterman Paul Schaefer, or is he Paul?
Same guy.
What?
He also wrote Amadeus.
He wrote the script to Amadeus?
Yeah.
Are you being serious with me?
I'm 100% serious with you.
Paul Schaefer, the band leader. No, that's such a lie.
You can look it up right
now. I'm looking
that
up right now. Paul Schaefer, Yeah.
I mean, I could be very wrong because apparently the internet also tells you that cats are aliens from that took over ancient Egypt. So,
if this is, I don't know if this is true, Sam. I'm looking at Paul Schaefer's Wikipedia, the singer from who is definitely the singer, and I'm scrolling through his personal life, and I don't see any Amadeus things, but maybe here, I'll look up Amadeus.
Yes.
And maybe we can...
There's a very good chance I'm horribly wrong.
Figure this mystery out.
I'm pretty sure that you know, in this post-cat occupation world, anything can happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Schaefer wrote Amadeus.
Damn.
Close.
I've been laboring under the incorrect. I've been looking at him every time I saw him on Letterman being like, oh man, that guy deserves my respect.
That's hilarious. So you're like, wow, why is this guy slumming it? Like,
I was like, did he just wake up from playing Letterman and be like, oh, like, Amadeus.
Like the Oscar winning film? That's hilarious.
Peter Schaefer.
Not Paul.
I've thought this for like years. I think I've told other people. I've been like, it was totally Paul Schaefer. The Canadian on Letterman.
That's hilarious.
That bald guy.
Well, I think you got enough. Like Peter Schaefer, Paul Schaefer's just
like, how many Schaefers are there? They're probably related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's true. Like Schaefer's like what? Like the most uncommon name
of all names.
Of all names.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So our topic today was, and is, continues to be, it didn't leave. We still have the same topic, ladies and
we
gentlemen.
We control the topic.
We control it. If we wanted to, we could pick another one, but that's not happening on this show. We have a bit of organization. It is God is our conversation topic for today. Sam, what do you think God looks like if he exists or if he doesn't exist?
I don't think God exists, but I think if they did, they
controversial.
Would.
Controversial. Yeah. Not really. I mean, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're like, such a pious man.
I feel like I'd be disappointed if they didn't have some great cosmic beard that you could like live in for a while.
Surf.
Yeah.
But it's like you're surfing on space.
Like, do you know the show Adventure Time?
Yeah.
I feel like God looks like the Ice King.
Oh yeah.
Maybe even sounds like the Ice King.
That'd be good. I was hoping he'd sound like the Earl of Lemon Grab.
Who on earth?
Is that lemon? What's that guy's name? That lemon guy who's like unacceptable? Or do you know? Am I? Speaking
are you also talking Adventure Time?
Yeah, I'm also talking.
I've only in season two. Like I'm just now getting into Adventure Time.
I don't know enough about it. I know there's a guy whose head is a lemon and he always screams things that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's that guy. Maybe God, the real God or unreal God, if you're Sam and are going to hell.
Dissenter.
A dissenter from the one true way. Maybe his head looks like a lemon.
Maybe. Maybe he is actually Morgan Freeman.
And we Ooh.
Like it's a double blind because like Morgan Freeman always presents himself as God
in like the Bruce Almighty
yeah,
film.
And the twist is that he actually is God.
Yeah. I imagine like God or Morgan like God is Morgan Freeman, but like the actor Morgan Freeman doesn't know it. So God up there is like, oh geez, that's a little too on the news for me. Like I am a little stressed out.
That'd be a twist.
If they like found out through this film, Bruce Almighty? What do you think of the film, Bruce Almighty?
I, again, have not seen it. I only saw...
Well, we talked about a lot of Jim Carrey movies
today.
Yeah,
it's like, just get rid of all Jim Carrey movies. I mean, I saw Evan Almighty, which was...
Oh, that one's not that good.
It was not very good at all. It was terrible. I just remember all of my, like, Catholic friends being really excited about it because it was like, oh, look at this movie that we can, you know, get behind.
That weekend movie we can get behind.
Yeah, nothing says Steve Carell making the modern arc like...
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
What's the last, like, what's a Catholic movie? Like, Ben-Hur?
I guess.
Like, or Ten
like,
Commandments?
Or, like, there's those weird Catholic movies that come out, like God's Not Dead.
Oh, yes.
God's Not Dead 2, because they had to really reiterate that
They had to
point.
Be like, he's not dead doubly. Like, he's doubly yeah, a like, thing.
He's not dead twice.
He's not dead twice, greater than which can be conceived.
That was a weird movie. Did you ever watch it?
I saw the trailers, and I just thought it was so cheesy. Like, I feel like it's kind of a cash grab for people who are, like,
oh,
religious,
sure.
And I feel like that's kind of not cool.
No, it's totally manipulating.
Yeah.
Also, they're just terrible. Like, the premise for God is Not Dead is that some professor forces everyone to write, to agree with him that God is dead.
You know, that happens in all
yeah,
your classes.
Yeah, it's like always. In 2017, the odds are your professor is going to just force you to accept the death of the divine being, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like philosophy. The first thing is like, first thing he says, like, yeah, guys, God just doesn't exist. And you're going to have to agree with that if you're going to want to get an A.
Yeah.
And
but this doesn't sound like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
No.
It sounds like the totally reasonable plot of a Christian movie.
Of a Christian film. Yeah. And then what was the two? Does he try to do it again? He's like, I got the plan this time.
After getting sued, he has tenure. He can just keep doing
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so and they then, just keep making movies. God's Not Dead 3. Every semester, there's a new one.
And then by the end of it, every university is Trinity Western.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that world?
That was the world for a while in history.
True. That's what you call progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not answering that.
Okay.
There's a ringing
We're
thing.
We're under no obligation.
We're under. Oh, I hope it's not someone getting mad at us.
Oh, maybe. The power of Christ compels you.
We are just comedic people joking around.
We are talking from the radio.
Yes. This is all satire, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to maybe move on because I'm worried about this call.
Yeah,
I'm not going to take
it. They're flashing quite ominously.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. That is
too
scary.
Oh, maybe we can have some good spirited debate with them.
No, because that other person we called wasn't a real person.
I figured. Yeah. It sounded a bit too good to be true.
Hey, certain things are too good to be true.
This is also true.
Okay, so we're going to do a little thing. Do you know the actor Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
You've seen Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I've seen Ghostbusters.
Okay, so we're going to play a little game called the Rick Morourness. It's not a whole hour, but it just works.
If she is going.
So that was the theme song for the Rick Morourness. From the movie Spaceballs, which we actually played the theme to Spaceballs, I believe last year. Or last, not last year, last...
I was going to say, you've not been on that air that long.
Yeah, we haven't been on there. So that was Rick Moranis plays Dark Helmet in that movie. So, Sam, the idea of the Rick Morourness... Oh, there's Ben. He's...
Oh, look, our co-host, he can't open the door.
He can't open the door. He's going to have to wait.
He'll have to break through the window or
yeah.
something. He'll be triumphant.
I should have told him just to go home. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you some trivia questions about Rick Moranis, who you know who he is.
I do.
Yes. Okay. So I got some trivia questions. Rick Moranis was born in what Ontario city? I'm going to give you a few options here.
Okay.
On Ottawa, Guelph, Toronto, Mississauga.
Ooh. No famous people actually come from Toronto, so that's off the list. It's got to be, I'm going to say Mississauga.
You are wrong.
Oh.
He is from Toronto, at least according to Wikipedia.
Damn.
According to Wikipedia.
Good exception to the rule.
Another Rick Moranis trivia thing. Rick Moranis's first name is not, in fact, Rick or Richard. What is it? A. Lionel. B. Ezekiel. C. Finnegan's Wake. Or D. Frederick.
Ezekiel, just, it sounds like it's got to be that.
Finnegan's Wake was the answer.
Okay, no way. I totally, no.
Finnegan's Wake Moranis.
By James Joyce.
By James Joyce. Okay, one last question from the Rick Morauerness. Name one celebrity impression that Rick Moranis did on the show SCTV. Do you know that show?
I don't know that show.
It was like a sketch comedy show from the 70s, 80s. Okay. So it's kind of like pop culture in the 70s, 80s. So keep that in mind. So name, like, try to guess one.
Are you not going to give me any examples?
No examples. So you have to, this is like a,
Ooh, Robert Plant. Just guessing. No?
I'll give you two more guesses.
Okay. I'm trying to think of famous people from the 70s.
And early 80s.
David Letterman?
You get two answers. They get two, like, you do three, and I'll choose to say if one's right. So one more.
Bill Murray.
Okay. So all answers are wrong. The only celebrity impression he ever did was O.J. Simpson.
Ooh.
And that was the Rick Morauerness. And that was the Rick Morauerness. So what we're going to do now, Sam, we're going to go to another break.
Cool.
Play another song by my my dear, dear friend, Nick, who, you know, he should try calling in sometime, that guy. He would be good, I think, at that. This song is called The Happy Song, and it is also from the same piece on Bandcamp. So what we will do is put that on and do a couple ads, and we'll be right back on Radio Pizza Party.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to. Spit in this mic like. You know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? Alright, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even isn't gonna last. Hey. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***? It's a script. I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just fine. Back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
What? All right, we are back. All right. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9. We were having, I got a little distracted. I think that was Ola on the thing there. Just a guy we know. So originally this guy was supposed to be here at the top of the hour, but he is here about 12 minutes to the end, and this is Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
He was supposed to be kind of like my guest co-host because Sam, Jack isn't here. So it was originally, it was just a solo bolo with Sam. Mm-hmm. And now this is this.
Well, now I've joined in. But I feel like to be a co-host, I'm the most qualified person because besides maybe Dwayne Wheeler, I think I am the biggest fan of
Well, if you were, you would have been here on time.
Well, let's talk about some North fan traffic and how
shots
bad that is.
Fired.
Just saying. So we're going to do a game here. We're going to do a little something that I like to call Would You Rather... And I will play the theme song.
And cue music.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
Whoa, what's all that sound coming from? Okay. Professional radio. Number one right here. So we're going to play a little game called Would You Rather. I got some Would You Rather submissions in, and we're gonna go over them. So I'll be kind of like the ringmaster of the Would You Rathers. I'll pitch it out to you guys, Ben. Less so to you, because, I mean, let's be honest, like, you've put much less time in today. So I think, like, Sam is the guest. You are the co-host. So be the co-host.
I have literally sprinted across this campus.
No,
trying
it's
to
true.
Get to this,
I respect that. Okay. All right. I'll put the first thing to Sam here. Would you rather every time you hear music, you taste the flavor of milk, or every time you drink milk, you hear very loud whale cries?
Ooh, that's,
you can ask me questions and I'll fill you in.
I kind of like the taste of milk, so I would be very okay with that every time I heard music.
Any time, though. So you're walking down the street, there's like some Muzak playing from like in the mall.
Yeah.
You taste milk. You're kissing a loved one. Some music's in the background, you taste milk.
Is there actually milk in my mouth?
No, you taste it, though.
Okay. Well, that's tough. But loud whale calls, on the other hand...
Every time you drink milk. So you can choose that, though. Like,
that's true. I could just become lactose intolerant.
And that's probably better for you in the long run.
That's true. Okay, actually, no. I'm going to, after careful consideration, I will rescind my my idea and say, no, I whale sounds I can live with.
Okay.
There's something soothing about a whale sound,
I think
too.
People listen to them to go to sleep, I imagine.
Yeah,
that seems
so
like something that
every
would.
Time I drink milk, I just feel profoundly relaxed.
And I also think you hear music a lot more than you actually drink milk.
That's true.
That's, yeah.
So,
like, we've listened to how many songs on this show? How many glasses of milk have we drank?
Well,
That shows you right there.
A significant amount.
We've actually had a jug of milk between me and Sam. We were sharing a jug of milk. We're doing shot for shot for milk. Yeah. Ben, what about you? Where do you land?
I don't know much about whales, but if I do know one thing, it's that I'm pretty sure that when they call to each other, it's at a frequency that humans can't actually hear.
That's not true.
I'm just gonna.
I've heard whales before.
You've heard whales?
Yeah.
Where have you heard a whale?
In the ocean.
Oh yeah, you just been swimming along.
No, but you hear like there's recordings.
Yeah,
but that's not a human hearing it, you know. There's
I mean, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's devices that can pick up frequencies.
When I'm hearing it, I'm not a human hearing it.
Well, no, because what is no. Okay, not at all. I'll go for the whale one because obviously I don't know enough about whales. But yeah,
fake news.
Exactly. Spreading the lies.
That's something that Sam is very passionate about, given he is a journalist.
Yeah.
Wait, passionate about spreading the lies or passionate?
Yeah, he's no. Depending yes. who you talk to, on this gabbit.
I'm part of the deception.
He oh, is. Right. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be trapped on a deserted island with Caitlyn Jenner or a pit of snakes? So you're on the island. There's two options.
Mm-hmm. You mean Bruce or?
No, come on.
It's 2017.
Wait, sorry, what was the second one again?
Or a pit of snakes.
Oh, what kind of snakes?
Garter.
How deep is this pit? Can I climb out of it?
You can't climb out of
it. How long are you in the pit for?
Well, if you fall in and it's 20 feet wide.
Are these venomous snakes?
1 in 6 is venomous.
Well, how many are there in there? Like 6,000. Will I be able to evade death?
Okay, there's 6,000.
Okay.
And, in this pit that's 20 by 20. And the island is 40 by 40.
1 in 6 are venomous, so it's like 1,000 good venomous. I would, with all of that in mind, I would have to say the pit of snakes.
So you just fall into a pit of snakes and die, or you hang out with Caitlyn Jenner for a little bit?
Yeah, but she's not a very good person. Like,
yeah, but it's a 40 by 40 island. You can just kind of go to the other side of the island.
Yeah, but what if they follow you?
Well, I mean, I guess, but you can just walk a little bit faster, you know?
Have you ever seen that video of that lizard getting chased by snakes?
Mm.
Oh, that BBC Planet Earth episode?
Yeah.
Planet Earth 2 episode.
I'd still take the pit of snakes.
And then we have Sam as the lizard. There's a BBC documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We should Photoshop my face onto a moving lizard.
Little baby iguana.
Yeah.
Little marine baby iguana. Gonna hop into the ocean, not get eaten by racer snakes. I've seen that clip quite a bit.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
Would you rather be forced to yell every word you say for a month or have to whisper for a year?
Mm. But I feel like if you're whispering, you have the impression, or people have the impression that you're some like solemn guy, and you know.
Very monastic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monastic. See, God.
I don't, yeah.
Oh wow. I did not even plan that.
Man, I'm flinging them.
So yeah, whispering for sure.
Yeah, desperately.
Whispering?
Definitely whispering.
But for a whole year. What if there's a light? What if, okay, I'm just being contrarian, I guess I realize here, but what if there's like, it's a whole year. What are times where you have to yell for someone's safety or someone's like, or some sort of like just comfort, like there, or just your own like life? You know what I mean?
Yell to somebody for comfort, like.
I like that.
You could get one of those speaker, like the microphones, and then if you just talk into it, even if you're whispering, you could make it loud enough that people would
hear. But if it's raining and that gets wet?
Well, you could buy a waterproof one. What do you think about that? This is 2017. Yeah. You know, waterproof technology is everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Granted, rubber has existed and that's waterproof. Just cover yourself in rubber. I don't know what this means.
What use would it
be? Is that the only waterproof material, or is there other ones other than rubber? And 2017
I feel like
technology.
There are many, many alternatives to rubber.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you going to say something?
No.
I mean, there is going to be times where you're going to need to yell. You're on a boat. Someone's about to get hit by the mast as you make a sharp turn.
Yeah.
You can't be like, Jam, watch out. Jam.
You better hope there's someone else around who can yell.
But if it's just you and Jim.
Then Jim's going to die.
Jim's going to die.
So those scenarios that you need to be yelling in are few and far between. However, the scenarios where you can't be yelling, as if if you picked the month and you had to be yelling the entire time. I feel like there's a lot more situations where you shouldn't be yelling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at a funeral, it's like...
A funeral's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, just hope no one dies in that month.
Well, but what if they do? Yeah. Then you're just like, you're at the funeral, like, he went so fast.
He went so... I was so sad. That's true. Okay, so you both do whisper?
Yeah, whisper.
Definitely.
Whisper.
Yeah.
I'll do yell just see what
just,
happens.
Just mix it up a little bit.
Just mix it up.
It's a variety of life.
Okay. Here's one more for you guys, for y'alls.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Mm.
Would you rather eat 400 pounds of jelly beans carefully arranged by color with a week time limit? So you have to eat them in a week. Mm-hmm. Or have it so anytime you get a bruise, your whole body would be as sensitive as the most sensitive part of the bruise.
So you have a week of apartheid jelly beans.
Oh, <They are.
laughs> is it like evenly distributed in color?
Yeah, it's like a communist jelly beans.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would say the bruise, just because I don't get bruises very, like,
oh,
it takes a lot to bruise me.
You're like Wolverine.
I am. I'm Hugh Jackman, guys.
He's a huge Jackman.
But then when you get a bruise, is it that much more sensitive because it took that much more force just to get it? And then your whole body is that one sensitive.
I'm sure, but like, I feel I don't want to ruin gummy bears. I feel like if I ate that many.
Or they're jelly beans.
Or jelly
beans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, I would feel like if I ate 4,000 pounds, though, I'd be ruined.
Wait, 4,000
pounds? 400
pounds.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard 1,000.
Okay, no, sorry. I can't speak.
In that case, just give me 400 pounds of those jelly beans.
That's so many jelly beans.
That's a lot of jelly beans.
Can you do the math on that? How much does one jelly bean weigh?
I don't know. You can do the math. Here's a. Get a calculator. We'll have you do that. Do that on your phone or something.
I feel like an average bag of jelly beans is like 500 grams for reference.
Okay, we'll do the math and we'll put it in the cliff notes for this episode.
I remember I accidentally bought a pound of jelly beans. Like it was one of those fill your own things and I put way too much in. I was like, oh, a pound is a kilogram. Like I just kind of, I'm like a kilogram's huge, so this is fine.
Before
so I'm getting off like a bandit here.
Before I would decide like what I would rather do with the bruise one, is your whole body like the same shade as the bruise? Like are you just a purple?
Oh, okay.
Mess?
You should mention that.
Yes, as of now, like, as of you asking that question.
You had to introduce this concept.
Okay, so.
Jelly beans.
Yeah, give me 400 pounds of jelly beans. I mean,
eating them in a week sounds very unpleasant and traumatizing to your digestive system.
You'd have to create like a schedule, you know?
Yeah, you'd have to follow.
You have to be just constantly.
Constantly consuming and purging just so
well,
you can get it
out. Could like grind them up really small and like, mix them with stuff and then you would not always know.
Like a jelly bean smoothie?
Yeah.
Like a milkshake?
With your steak and stir fry and stuff.
Jelly bean steak, you know?
Yeah. That'd be a way to do it. Yeah, but just, still, that's a lot of jelly beans.
That's 400 pounds of jelly beans.
You'd have to eat how many pounds in a day? Like 50, at least. I don't know if this is possible.
More than 50. Like
I feel
60.
Like it would be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Pounds of jelly beans is a lot of jelly beans.
In one day? I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, no.
Maybe a thing or two.
It's like
I feel like the sugar would destroy you.
Yeah.
Your teeth would just be done.
Yeah.
It's like a third of my body weight if I weighed 180 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Jelly beans, everybody.
Yeah, that was a tough one, man.
Yeah.
So I had another thing planned, but I don't think we're going to do it. It was like a mind-reading game.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Do you want to try it? We have a few minutes. Let's try it.
Right.
Let's try it. Yeah. This is. Hey, Jack's not here. We can have some fun with the boys. You know?
Ooh.
Hello.
So what was it called? So let's play Read My Damn Mind. That. What the heck?
No, I like this one.
That's not what I wanted to play.
I'm getting in the mind.
I should have just made that. I should have just played that off. But I Read My Damn Mind.
If you could read my mind.
I was getting into that.
Was that Johnny Cash, Read My Mind? So the way Read My Damn Mind works is, so I think it's like an acting game. I don't know. It's some sort of game. So, so let's say it's me and you, Sam. So we both at the, 1, 2, 3, we say a word.
Okay.
And then we both say a word. Then we have to try to kind of get to the middle, so we say the same word
or
some related to the both of them that we can.
But you can't say the word, obviously.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, so. Oh, never mind.
So, like, yeah, like, say you say car and I say tree, and then we both think car, you know, crash, or, you know, and then we, right, that, right, we have to, yeah. And then it's like 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know if this, how this will work for the.
You're going to time us.
Yeah. Right, Ben will be the counter.
Okay.
You can just have to, you don't have to, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to.
Counting.
Take your time. Okay.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do hear that. Stop doing it.
Is that from your microphone?
Yeah. I'm getting. Okay. Ben will count us down. First word that comes to your mind after he says, you know, 3, 2, 1, go, and then we say the thing. Okay?
All right.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Asparagus.
Hemingway.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Cooking.
Vegetable.
Oh, we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Fruit.
Plant.
Oh.
Diverging a little bit.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Apple.
Agriculture.
He's getting farther away. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Banana. Farmer.
3, 2, 1.
I mean, tree. I don't know, man. That was read my damn mind.
Progress.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we got somewhere.
Could read my mind.
But you said with Hemingway, so.
We got from Hemingway to agriculture and farming, and yeah, that was pretty good.
But we were dancing around it.
I feel like we passed each other at some point, and then
I think your closest one was when it was in the kitchen. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We should stay in the kitchen.
Hey, what? That's something you should say.
what a twist.
Okay. Well, I think that about wraps up our show.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice show.
I when I touch my nose to the microphone, it like zaps it or something. You hear that?
Are you conducting energy?
I am. Yeah, I think I am. Be, you know? So the way our show works is at the end of the show. The way our show works, tell you now, at the end of the show, this is how it works.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah. We name the episode by you saying a word, I say a word, then I guess Ben will say a word. And that's the name of the episode. You know what I mean?
All right.
So you say a first word that comes to mind.
Spongiform.
Oh, bacteria.
Egyptians.
Shout out to Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer and his theories.
It's crazy.
I was listening.
You didn't know who that was, eh?
Oh, no, I have no idea who
Do you know
was.
Who that is? I'll tell you guys after.
Right. You don't get to know.
You guys listeners. Listeners don't get to know. Paul Schaefer called. So that was Radio Pizza Party. Thank you, Sam, for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
It was wonderful. We had a conversation. Read the UBC, the culture section specifically. I've written for them. Sam's a great editor, great guy. He's got great ideas, and really works out. Ben's here. Thank you for coming. You came all the way.
Just play me out, I guess.
It keeps playing. Ben's here. Thank you for coming, Ben.
Thank you for having me.
Even though you came for the last bit, it was a welcome inclusion in the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Yes, so.
It's nice to be included.
Well, thank you. This is Radio Pizza Party. That song will finally play. All right. Goodbye.
See you later. I tell myself.